Ahmadi friends, and that is, when appointed imam of a mosque has already led a congregational prayer in a mosque, can another party of Muslims arriving later have the same prayer in congregation, for example, Asr prayer, led by another person in the same mosque? Secondly, very often the Eid prayer is said more than once due to lack of space in the place of prayer or for some other reasons. As I think, in both the cases...
Shall you go bit by bit, please? Don't pack so many questions in one question. Let's first answer the first part, and then when I have finished answering you, then you can turn to the next one, please. Right?
Yes, sir.
The first question which has been asked by you, or the first part, I should say, of a bigger question, is that in one mosque, the same prayer, can the same prayer be repeated in congregation or not? That is to say, in Maghrib prayer, for instance, if an imam has led the Maghrib prayer, can another party say the same Maghrib prayer in the same mosque after the first congregation prayer? Is that right? Okay. The fact is that the mosques are symbols of unity, and the congregation prayer is also a symbol of unity. So anything which can promote a habit contrary to this or detrimental to this cause should not at all be encouraged. So people living in the vicinity of a mosque should be led by one imam, and one prayer should be said once in congregation by the people living in that locality. Otherwise, this disorder would be created. Otherwise, the community living in the vicinity of that mosque may be divided into factions, some liking one imam and the others liking another, and creating small factions within the community. And then there would be infights. This imam should lead prayer, or the other imam should lead first prayer, who would be given the preference and all that. In disorganized communities, this actually is happening, even in England. Among the non-Ahmadis, you come across daily such sad, tragic news as people fought pitched battles with each other, because some preferred one imam to the other, and so on and so forth. And some said, we should say prayer first, you should say later on, and such quarrels arose out of this general permission. So Islam does not promote any disorderly behavior. This is why it should be the part of our decorum to say one congregation prayer in one mosque. That applies to the normal routines. But if you are traveling, if you are on a journey, and you happen to go by a mosque, and with the permission of the owners of that mosque or the organizers of that mosque, you say your prayer in congregation, there is no harm whatsoever. In Masjid Mubarak too, it has been a tradition that non-Ahmadis, when they visit us, they are permitted to say their prayer in congregation in Masjid Mubarak Rabwa, because they don't say their prayer behind our imam. They prefer to say their own. So we do not stop them, because by doing so, we do not create disorder in the local society at all. There is no harm, no danger whatsoever. So, if there is no danger, if there is no harm, then saying congregation prayers twice or three times in a mosque by itself is not a crime. In itself, it should be permissible. Unless it can create some disorder or some other, wrong tendencies. So, subject to that, this is permissible. And as I have told you, sometimes it happened that a party went out and returned from the journey. Even those who were Ahmadis and lived in the vicinity, and they missed the congregation prayer, not because they were present and they should have attended that prayer in time and they ignored it, not because of that, but because they returned from a journey. For instance, we used to go on Sarula trips or Gokhriji trips and so on. We returned to Rabwa after a prayer had already been said. And because it was a party on Allah's job, Allah's work, so we decided we should say our prayer in the mosque. So nobody took exception to that. Nobody objected to it, and we did it in congregation with one precaution, that when we said, and this precaution was always taken by every party which I have observed saying this, doing this, instead of their imam standing in the central place of the mosque, occupying the same central position where normally the imam leads the prayers, they would go humbly to one corner of the mosque and say their prayer there, so that any observer should not think that the central prayer is being said here. He should know that this is just a secondary prayer and not the one which is normally held in routine and officially in this, in that mosque. So in the light of all this, you should, practice what you, if, what you, whatever you want to. Yes. Yes, please. He is our specialist in traditions of Mahāmudra. This is his subject, specialized subject. So he remembers the appropriate traditions at the right time. He just remembered one tradition which applies to this situation.
Once Sahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after saying prayer in congregational, he was sitting with his companions in the mosque.
Yes.
And a person came later on in the mosque and he said his prayer alone. Huzur was watching all this, his prayer. When he finished, Huzur said, "You said your prayer not in congregation.
Singly, yes, singly. Right. Yes, quite right."
So Huzur said, "Who will share with him in congregational yes. prayer? And get the reward of the prayer."
Right.
So as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we stood and
he offered, and then
he said.
So that again applies to that special situation.
Yes.
Somebody from outside Medina visited Medina, and because he was a traveler, he did not know the times and he could not attend the prayer, congregation prayer led by Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So not only did he permit him, but encouraged him and provided him with a companion so that his prayer could be turned into a congregation prayer. Please, thank you.